Okay, so the Gemara was discussing yesterday that the Rav from the Beis were there possible derivations for the concept of Rav, and it's from unusual places. So one of them was from how can you ever kill somebody who strikes his father? How do we even know he's really his father? Must we have to rely on Rav? Well, maybe his mother and his father were together in jail, and there's no one who possibly could have come in. No, even in such a situation, we know the jails. People could come and go. And in Petropas Larias, maybe one of the guards was involved. Rav Kahana Amar Asame Harigas Hanefesh. Rav Kahana said, well, what's derived from a person who kills someone else? Damar Rachman Akatli should be put to death. If you saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I gave you to see that if a person kills a Trefa, so he's considered to be a Gavra Katila, he's like a dead man walking, and therefore you're not Chayev Misa. It's still an Issa Ritzicha. I'm going to have to discuss that, but it's but you're not Chayev Misa if you did so. There's no Mises Beis Din. Maybe Mises Beis Din, but no Mises Beis Din. Olam Mishum Darmin Zil Basaruba. Must be we follow the Rav, and the Rav people are not Trevis. Ketamid Bad Kinolei. Maybe we'll dissect the body, perform an autopsy. Hakaminvo. You're not allowed to perform an autopsy. Ketamid Mishum Ibn Neshama. Maybe in order to save someone's life, we can perform an autopsy. The Hain Involei Vinechu Shem Malkam. No, because even if you're going to do that to save someone's life, maybe he got stabbed in the place where you made the incision or where the trefa was, and therefore you'll never be able to figure it out. I think there's a similar derivation from Edim Zayman. We'll get into the details of it, but how can we ever put Edim Zayman to death? Maybe the person they testified about themselves was chayiv, was a trefa. So must we have to follow Rav? The Rav people are not trefas, and we derive from here the rule that the concept of Rav. However, Taisus over here, Divrei Masav Aleichus, Dilma Makam Safik, Asayef Nikev, Tosfos towards the bottom quotes a kasha from Rabbeinu Yitzchak by Rabbi Mordechai. It says, "Hikshu Rabbeinu Yitzchak by Rabbi Mordechai, the hachi alfinim eretzeh ve'edim zayim dazlinam basaruba af bedin and afashas." You see from here that the concept of rav, with the whole derivation, the source of it, is from putting it from din and afashas, and we're going to put someone to death based on an assumption that's predicated on a rav. Rav people are not treifus; therefore, the person you killed is not a gavra katil, and you chayv misa for doing so. That is the implication of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Tesem et Aleph. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Here, so turn to the sheet from yesterday. I think we mentioned this, Baal Peh. But the Gemara quotes him here from Rev Kras Budoy. We should see it. It's important to see these things. So, Kol Yamav Shabin Sarah Mara Eina El Shalash Kadashim Bovad. The whole Tkufa here, you need to see from yesterday. The whole Tkufa of Ben Sarah Mara is only a period of 3 months. How so? Because in order for him to be Ben Sarah Mara, he has to be 13 years old. He can't be a Katan. Because the post says, Ki Yelah Ish Ben Sarah Mara. He has to be an Ish. He has to be a Gadol. So he has to be 13. But what about, why does it stop at 13 and 3 months? So I'm in my brother, Ben Haroy L'Koysay Av. It has to be that the person is a Ben Sarumara, not that he's V'loy Haroy L'Koysay Av, not someone who can be called a father. So at the age of 13 and 3 months, it could be already fathered a child, because at 3 months, the child will be visible in a 9-month pregnancy. The Gemara assumes that it's already showing at 3 months. So Amarav Kraspidar, Amarav Shabsi, Kol Yamash Ben Sarah Mara, Ena Ol Shalash Kadosh Melvad. So the whole window of a Ben Sarah Mara is only 3 months. Shema Amino, Midrav Kraspidar, Amarav Shabsi, Yogadar Shashiva, Ein Uber Nikolash Lishabeh. You see from here, even if a woman has a 7-month pregnancy, it's not, she's not showing before 3 months. Di Salka Daitoch, Uber Nikolash Lishabeh. If you're going to say it's always a ratio of 3 months, you know, a third of the pregnancy, the term, that should become showing, so then, Lama li shloisha, how could it even last 3 months? Betray vitilsa sagi. It should be 2 months and a third of the month. Amalei li'aylam emelachal uber nikol shlishi ameh zil basaruba. No, li'aylam, a 7-month pregnancy, the woman is already showing at 2 months and a third. Ah, so then why is the window of Ben Sarah Mara for 3 months? Because it's abnormal for a woman to have a 7-month pregnancy. It happened, but it was rare. So therefore, all Ben Sarah umayres last for 3 months, because that was the majority of cases that will establish the rule of how long the opportunity to become a Ben Sarah Mara lasts. So you see, you follow Rav. So Amru Kameh, the Rav Huna, Brady, Yeshua, Malay, Vedina, Nefashas, Mi, Azlinam, Basaruba, do we follow Rav when it comes to Dina, Nefashas, Hatara, Amr, Vishavtu, Aeda, Vitzilo, Aeda? We should do whatever we can to save people. Even if there's a rive against them, we're going to do whatever we can. That's going to be the basis for the other Gemara that Tosis is going to quote. We don't follow rive. We said the other day, by pikuach nefesh, the Gemara says in Ksubas, by pikuach nefesh, in hoch nachar rive. When it comes to Shabbos, if a person is nervous that there's a pikuach nefesh, we don't say, wow, you know, by the way, most people, this will turn out fine, don't worry. You know, most of the time it passes, 70%, you know. 30% of the time, you know, guy dies. But don't worry about that. You know, we wouldn't say that on Shabbos. Safik pikuach nefesh is doyech Shabbos. If a guy stubs his toe, and he says, I read in the National Enquirer that once a man stubbed his toe, and that led to a blood clot, and then he died, that's ludicrous. That's just, the person that's absurd. So we wouldn't let a person be mechal Shabbos for something ridiculous. If it's not something ridiculous, but it happens, you know, okay, you know. So then we would allow a person to be Mechal Shabbos. And we don't say, well, follow the Rav. And when it comes to Dinei Nefashos also, Tosis is going to quote the Gemara, that we don't follow the Rav when it comes to Dinei Nefashos. But here the Gemara seems to say, we do follow the Rav. We said, I have other cases where we follow the Rav. Let's say you're being Derish V'chaker, the Yedim, you're questioning them, cross-examining. And turns out that one of them says, well, the murder happened on the 2nd of the month, the other one says on the 3rd of the month. So we're going to say, we caught you in a lie. Shazay Yadua Be'ibur, the Gemara says, no, but Zed, this boy knows the day of the month. If I ask you today, what's the day of the month of Chedesh? Everyone know what month we're in, right? We don't even know what month we're in, Chedesh Shvat. Everyone know what day, well, we know because Tu B'Shvat, because we're not going to say Tachanun, so we're already counting down. But most of the times, you don't even we don't pay attention what what day of the Jewish calendar it is. Even most people don't even know what day of the English calendar it is, even though we use it all the time. So Shazay Yodeh Bibur Shachidish, Vizaini Yodeh. This one knows, this one doesn't know. Visaka Daitachomin and Zil Basaruba. So Neimahani Davka Kamasadi, you have to Bahusha Huda Kamakshi Adodi. Let's say the witnesses therefore are contradicting each other. We can't administer Mises Ben and Zil Basaruba, right? Inchi Abdi the Tobi Burdiyaka, the bank has then add the date there, because most people don't know the date. When they're filling in the forms, most people don't know. So therefore, okay, so let's follow Rav. Rav people don't care about the date. I saw the guy murdered with this knife on this block. The sun was in this place, you know. And, but I haven't gotten the calendar date wrong. Come on, most people don't pay attention to that. So Amar Rav, so don't you see, we follow Rav. So Amar Rav, you're about 50. One final case. One girl is 3 years old, and one day she could be miskadesh as bebiya because her maisa bia is considered to be a maisa bia. It's a significant act. Vimbala, yep, because before that it's not. Vimbala, yavam kana, and if she will have been the bride of a man who passed away and they had no children, she would marry his brother, and if he would be mekadesh with bia, then the kiddushin would be valid. If she's a married woman and she's 3 years old and one day another man has a relationship, she'll be an eshishish. Vamai, ema island is he. Maybe she will be sterile. Vadai to the Hachilo Kaddish, and the Kiddushin was no good because the Kiddushin toes. He had no idea that she was sterile. Alav Damina and Zil Basaruba. We follow Rav. Rav Nosham. Lav Island is Ninhu. Most women are not considered to be an island. Most women will not be sterile. Most women will be fertile for some period of time. So don't you see? We follow Rav. So in Halakha, we're going to kill somebody because he had relations with this girl, even though it might turn out to be Kiddushin toes. So what do you see? You see, when it comes to the DNA Nefashis, we do follow Rav. And our whole Gemara, the source of Rav. Give out the source of Rav is from Dina Nefashos. Otherwise, we can never administer Bisa's Bezim. Maybe you killed the Trefa. Yeah.
In the case of a girl that's 3, when she's under 3, if I'm not, tell me if I'm wrong, I think, isn't it the reason under 3 it's not good is because we're afraid that, let's say, her hymen is going to grow back?
Her Maisa Bia is not a Maisa Bia. But it's only for Kiddushei Bia. Forget about that, all that. That's all true, but that's...
If that's true, then, but why is it not a Maisa Bia before 3? It's just in the case where, we're not sure if she's going to be looking...
Gemara assumes that less than 3 years old is not even a Maisa Bia. It's nothing. That's what Gemara assumes. Where could that come from? The Gemara assumes that a man also before 9 years old is just not even a Maisa Bia. After 9, it's a Maisa Bia. But we're not there. Let's not get caught up in that. It's... really far off field. So when it gets to Nefashis, you see that we do follow a Rav. However, Tosis has a kasha. Because the Gemara says in Perek Elu Nisrafim, Armina Niskalm bin Nisrafim, if you have some who are Chayv Misa, I guess those on death row, get mixed up. There's a jailbreak, and we don't remember who's who. So Niskalm bin Nisrafim, Yaduna Biskila Hakala. I'm sorry, Niskalm bin Nisrafim, Yaduna Biskila Hakala, Afagav, the Rav Nisrafim Ninhu. I guess skila was preferable, even though skila is a more chamer form of misa. It says over here, they get skila, even though the roiv of them are nisrafim. So we don't follow roiv. We have to give them all skila, which was easier form of misa than nisrafim. Why? Why don't we say roiv? Roiv bedinin nefashas. So Taisus there says, v'tir to benu tam, they came to the man of shach u'nerag, le'inin be'ezo misa hu'nerag lo azinu basaruba. Since either way, then we put to death, we don't follow roiv when we're coming to decide what kind of misa to provide. And then Tarsus gives another technical answer. It's kavua, kamechza, mechza dami. But it's bothersome. Sometimes we seem to follow roiv, sometimes we don't seem to follow roiv. And Tarsus answers, Rabbeinu Tam, what does that mean? Because since either way, they're going to be put to misa, so we don't care what misa they get. So I think that for the Rambam, we could give a different answer. And that is, which I think is a little bit more satisfying. And that is that there's a difference between all these cases. When we're discussing establishing facts, of course we follow roiv. And that's what our Gemara is talking about. Who is the father? Was this person a shlema? Was this person a gavra ketila, a trefa or not? When we're discussing establishing facts, certainly we follow roiv. Now, that will have ramifications for what the consequences of your actions will be. Will you be chayav misa for hitting this man if he's your father? Will you be chayav misa for killing this man if he's not a trefa? Yes, that's true. But the roiv doesn't relate directly to the act. The roiv relates, or deciphering what occurred, the roiv relates to establishing the facts of the case. There, we follow roiv. When do we say in Hokum Bikuach Nefesh Akar Aroiv? We say in Hokum Bikuach Nefesh Akar Aroiv, we don't follow, when that determines a course of action. Should we be Mechal Shabbos or not? No, when someone's life is on the line, we don't follow Roiv. Or when we're discussing, should we give the person a more Chomer Dikamisa or Kala Dikamisa? So then we don't follow Roiv to determine what we should do. No, in Hokum Bikuach Nefesh Akar Aroiv. Taisus had that over here too. Over here, Yud Alpha Min Alpha. Taisus quoted the Gemara Ksubas. Ein Hokum Bikuach Nefesh Achar Roiv. No, but when we're determining the facts of the case, then we follow Roiv. Those are two very different things. And you see this from the Rambam elsewhere. Look over here. It's not exactly the same. Mashal Lamad Davar Daima. Here, look at the Rambam. It says, Perek Tezayin Huk Sanhedrin Aloch Avav. The Rambam says, how many witnesses do you need in order to establish, a marriage, that a woman's married? Two witnesses, we know. Right? At a wedding, they call up two witnesses. So the Rambam says, that's only to create a marriage. What about if we're trying to figure out if someone is already married? So, ain't no tzarech, shnei edim malchus, el b'shas maisa. If we're trying to administer malchus, you need two witnesses there who observe, to witness what took place. If I have one witness who comes to say that this piece of meat was basa b'chalav, and then kuli amalo pligi, two witnesses saw you eat it, we'll give malchus. There's a difference. If we're establishing what this item is this basa b'chalav, is it not basa b'chalav? Iser atzmoi be'ed echad yosak. One witness is good enough. Like when it comes to Iser v'heter, right? One witness is always good enough. Did you eat it or not? Well, that's a whole separate discussion. Now we need two witnesses. That's al pi shnayim edim yokum davar. Al pi, shnei edim yumas hameis. Ketzad. Omar eid echad chelov kaloyos uzeh. Kaloy ha-kerem heim peiris elu. Grusha izayna ishazu. Even when it comes to matter of personal status. Is this person a grusha, a zayna, va'alko, a baal edim, achash, a hisser boy? And then, he ate it, or he had relations, and then two witnesses come and warned him, ha'reza loika, afo pisha, ikar, ha'iser, be'ed echad. Even though the ikar iser was only with one witness. In establishing the facts, one witness is good enough, roiv is good enough. When it comes to what happened, what should we do? Then roiv, we don't apply roiv. And all we're talking about is who's your father, right? What's the Dr. Seuss book, right? Who's the father? Is this person a trefa? Is he not a trefa? We're going to follow roiv. Then we follow roiv. Is Ben Sayer or Myra? Is this a Ben Sayer? But in terms of establishing actions, those are two very different things. Very different things. There we don't follow up. So in terms of determining what Mises Bezit should we give this group of people, got all got mixed up. Well, we can't give based on a right. We should do whatever we can to minimize people's distress and to save their lives. We don't administer things based on a right. This Rambam comes up because it says in the Magen Avraham, what's the status of our Kohanim? We were discussing during Seder, someone brought it up. What's the status of our Kohanim nowadays? So Magen Avraham says, we don't really know if our Kohanim are real Kohanim. They have the status of Kohanim Chazaka. We presume that they're Kohanim. That's why he says, it really says in the Gemara, you're supposed to give the Kohen to do everything first, not just the first ceremonial Aliyah. You're supposed to give it to him, you know, Noito Rishon. We should really have two lines in the cafeteria, one for Kohanim, one for, you know, like, what do they call that? The TSA lines, right? There were the, you know, people who did, what do they call it? Pre-check, yeah. Or the travel, you know. If we should have Kohanim lines and...
Fast pass,
exactly. I was once waiting online in the cafeteria with Aaron Lichtenstein, and there was a huge line. They tried to make him go first. He would not go, and he paid for his food. I don't know why we couldn't comp him the food, but anyway, yeah, kitchen mice. But and you ever saw him eat? He ate like this, and then he ran. You could try and talk to him. He was upset. You couldn't get a word in edgewise, and then he would come back to base. And the guy was a tremendous, tremendous master. Anyway, so the we should have given Kohanim first everything. How come we don't? So Magen Avraham says, because we're really not sure that they're Kohanim. Kohanim Chazaka. So that's why some said, that's why the Sheilas Yavitz of Yaakov Emden says, you really have to give back the Pinyan HaBen. Well, I don't know if the money is yours. The five Slama, most Kohanim give it back. Because they don't want to look like money grubbers. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, some say Yudavka should not give it back to show people. Otherwise, people think, I've had people ask for the coin for the money back. I said, you can't ask for the money back. You gave it to the coin. Then you didn't do the Pinyan HaBen. They buy these fancy coins and they want to have it for the, you know, for the bar mitzvah speech or something. It's really not right. You give it to the coin, and if the coin gives it back, he gives it back. I'm not even a big fan of giving it back. You really shouldn't give it back. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says you should give it back. How do you know it's yours? Yeah, what do you want to say? Yeah.
I have mine in Yeshiva.
Yeah. You're a Kohen?
No.
Oh.
But yeah. The Kohen kept it.
The Kohen kept it?
Yeah, it was like 600 shekel.
You need to buy Shabbos meals.
It's expensive. Yeah, they're not cheap. No, it's not cheap at all. So he says you should give it back. However, the truth of the matter is, so then some will say, the problem is you always get the guy who says, it says, I'm a Kohen. The Kohen inevitably falls in love with a Grusha if it's a second marriage. Inevitably. Kohen in Yeshiva always falls in love with a girl who's a Giyaira, some story, some mice. It happens all the time, mamish, every time. It's like you could bet on it, right? Anyway, like the biggest donor to the shul is always the guy who's the most, you know, the most shady character in the shul. Always. The guy who wants his name on the building. Always. Because he needs it for legitimacy, right? Anyway, Kitzemaisa. Maim genuvim yumtaku. That's what the pasuk says. The stolen waters are the most sweet. So the so they say, I'm only Kohane Chazak. I renounce my Kohuna. Anyway, it was only a Suffolk. Come on. Can you do that? Suffolk Kohanim. So Chazanish writes that no, nowadays the Kohanim don't have against the Magen Avraham. Nowadays the Kohanim don't only have the status of Suffolk Kohanim. Why? Because a person who comes to town, he says, I'm a Kohen. So the Rambam says, if he marries a Grusha, we'll give him Malkus based on his own testimony. You claimed you were a Kohen. So that's called Shav Yanafsha, Chatik HaDisur. You made yourself into a Kohen. How can you, let's say a person comes to Beis and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I need to do tshuva. I was Boyal Arayas, please give me Malkus. You know, it goes like this, you know. We don't give Malkus based on your own admission. Ain't other Mason Masmai Rasha, Shav Yanafsha, Chatik HaDisur. We're not going to give based on your admission. But let's say a person says, I'm a Kohen. For all the years. Then, second marriage. He marries a Grusha. That we all saw. Can we give him Malkus based on that? You know, in a time when they give Malkus. Yes. But he's only a Kohen based on his own admission. Yet the Rambam says we give him Malkus. The Chazanish says, yes. Why? You came. You said you were a Kohen. That's establishing the facts of the case. So you established that you're a Kohen. Now you have the status of Kohane, a Kohen Vadai. The argument is, though, that's only true if a person knows that he has a Kohen, you know, that he's a Kohen. Sometimes, and nowadays, people have a tradition in the family, if you know, especially if there were two or three generations where they weren't religious. So no one even knows. Grandpa, who, you know, didn't keep Shabbos, and his father barely kept Shabbos when they lived in the Bronx, and he says, yeah, but we have some sort of tradition. Our name is Cohen. I know it means something, but they really have no idea. So then Rav Moshe says, Negros Moshe, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a Cohen. He's not a Cohen. Well, that's nothing. If he has, though, a Messiah, that he's a Cohen, and then Shavi Anav Shechatichot Yisura, and that would establish it not only vis-a-vis that issue, but other issues as well. That's in terms of establishing the facts of the case. Once we establish the facts of the case, even if it has ramifications for Dine Nefashis, for Dine Malkus, it's established in one area, has ramifications for the other, and therefore, we don't have the status of Kohen Chazak anymore, the status of a Kohen Vada. The Chazanish disagreed with that Magna Brava. And the Sheb Shmaitz has a similar verse. Look over here, Oiz Gimel. He quotes over here from his brother. Who's the author of the Shev Shmaitz? Anybody know? It's the same author as the Shev Shmaitz. That was his Sheva Brachas Torah or something. He wrote this when he was a young man, the Shev Shmaitz. His brother was the Kuntres HaSfekis, which is a yeshivish sefer. It's printed, I think, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch also. So he quotes over here, his brother was not Stam's brother, you know, his younger brother. His brother was the Kuntres HaSfekis, Goyin Olam. So he says, Achi Harav HaMuflok, Rabbi Yehuda HaKoyin, Hikshu, the Heki Azlinam, Bidine Nefashis, Basa Ruba. But if you guys say, come on, how can you say you follow the right when it comes to Dine Nefashis? Mashna Mimaman, first of all, let's say some Benekasha. I ask, well, what you say, people on Pikuach Nefesh, and how can Pikuach Nefesh, but money is less intense, less consequential than Nefashis, and then Hokum and Maman Achar Rav. So if we don't follow Rav when it comes to money, how can we follow Rav when it comes to Nefashis? Mashna Mimaman, then Hokum Achar Rav, Mishum the Messiah, Lemiyot Chesed, because, well, okay, you have a Cheskes Maman, the money's in my pocket, that weakens your Rav. The Lama Lone became a Dini Nefashis, came in the way Cheskes Gufa, I have a Chazak on my life, don't take my life. Chazak Shalom, without, you know, a substantial proof, and Rav is not good enough. If it's not good enough to take money, how can it be good enough to take someone's life? If you're going to kill people, administer Mises Beis and Beis and Rav, how can you not take their money? This is not a kasha, you say, for a kasha, you know, starbanished. You know, we can move on. Oh, this is a game stopper, a game changer. Full stop. What do we do with this? So he says the same word. He says, no, it's because the only time you follow Rav by Nefashis is not to determine what happened. Who does the money belong to? No, that's not. Then we don't follow Rav by money. We don't follow Rav by Nefashis. What happened? It's only in determining the facts of the case. Because the facts of the case, once we establish it in one area, it's going to get to other areas too. V'kev in the Eidechel, ain't no come. L'chov and Chokatas, who adin Chazaka, ain't no come. L'chov and all the Isser, hukvai the Eidechel, v'gama de Chazaka. The answer is we can establish the facts based on a Rav, a Chazaka, right? Eidechel, im kein, kev in the Kvar, hukvai, Isser, since it's established in one area, so then we could give Malkus, we could give Skiwa based on that. It's only when we're talking about the fact of the case. The same vart you find in the Sefer HaFlo. The Sefer HaFlo is the author, the same author of the Sefer HaMakna, Mesechtes Kiddushin, Pinchas Levi Horowitz. So he has over here in his comments in Mesechtes Ksubis, where the Gemara says, "En holchem mikuach nefesh achar roiv." He says, "What do you mean, en holchem mikuach nefesh achar roiv?" Oy tiksha harbe kushus to amar rachmanu makal behem yishalmena. Maybe if you kill somebody, you put to death. Maybe he was a treifa, like the Gemara says in Mesechtes Skulin. How can you say en holchem mikuach nefesh achar roiv? We find roiv. We follow roiv in many, many different places. Unias daiti bazet came into ukma hatoyer achar roiv. To have treifa havi, since we said he's not a treifa, inyan shar mili, which is nageya to so many other areas of halacha too. That's establishing the facts of the case, which has so many nafkaminas. Since we're establishing the fact of the case, who within lending my mind is also when it comes to topics of money, for establishing the facts of the case, that we can do based on a rive. The only thing that we can follow rive for is to extract the money from someone else's hand to determine what happened. Then we can't follow rive. But establishing the facts of the case, certainly we can. We can follow Rav. Finally, Rabbi Kiva Eger also has this kind of distinction. He's commenting on a Gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzia. You might have nightmares from this Gemara if you ever go in the first parak. It's the sugya of Takfu Koin. But without getting involved in the intricacies of the sugya, it's just like scary even to mention it, you know. But we start sweating, Takfu Koin. But the Gemara there discusses if you have, what did we say you call a group of cattle? A group of, yeah. All together, exactly. A group of animals together. So you have to take Maisa Behema. So you have to count out 1, 2, 3, 4. The 10th one is Kodesh. What if one that we're not sure if it was counted already jumps back in? So now the whole count is off. Every single one we count And you don't have a tefiyah sayin on the animals yet, right? They haven't named them all, made them all pets. So I don't know which one is the suffix, which one is counted, which one hasn't been counted. So it throws every count. Maybe I'm counting once, already been counted. You can't count an animal twice. So the Gemara says that you have to figure out the different solution with this. You can't continue counting. So Tosafot says, why not? Why can't you continue counting? Suffix deraisa l'chumra. It's a suffix. Okay, suffix deraisa l'chumra. So we'll count it anyway. What else are you going to do? Suffix deraisa l'chumra. We'll count it again. So the Shita B'Kubetza says, no, you can't do that. Counting misafik is not considered counting. Even where you can count, because the pasuk says you need the tenth bivados. You can't have a tenth that's misafik. Counting misafik is not called a counting. That's why everyone asks. We all know we have sfeika d'yoma, 2 days Pesach we're going to keep. In Chutz La'aretz, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Sukkot. How come Sfiras HaOmer, we don't count the Sfiras HaOmer Misafik? Why don't we say today is one, maybe two, today's two, maybe three, today's three, maybe four? Why don't we do that? So the Kavna Rav, the Dvar Avram says, because this Gemara says counting Misafik is not called counting. You can't say today is one, maybe two. Let's say you go into a bank. Here's one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe $4. You can't have an ATM that works that way. That's not called counting. So too, when it comes to halacha, it's not called counting. So the Shita B'Kubetza says you can't say suffik deraisa l'chumra when it comes over here. If let's say an animal jumps in, I'm not sure if it was counted or let's just say suffik deraisa l'chumra and count it again. You can't do that because it'll be maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, and it'll throw the whole thing off. Counting misafik is not considered counting. But there's a rive. So ask the Shita B'Kubetza, but follow rive. Say, well, why isn't this one animal that jumped back in considered to be batel barayv? It's still considered to be a suffik, even though you have a rive. And one animal that maybe was counted, maybe wasn't counted, is batel barayv. It's still a suffik. It's still a siri suffik. Even though there's a rive, there's still an element of suffik. Yeah? That's what Shita B'Kubetza says. So when you need a vadai, a rive is not good enough. It's still a suffix. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, basic question. If that's the case, said we have a problem. We saw the Gemara, if you remember. What did we see? The Gemara? The Gemara says that a suffix mamzer is not considered to be a mamzer. In order to be a mamzer, it has to be a mamzer vadai. That's why you shouldn't go looking for mamzerus. Spend your time doing something else. Because if a mamzer, nobody knows about it, it's permitted. If it's a suffik, it's permitted. If it's a vada, it's also. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, but zem yushom ad kashik l'chero l'shita zu d'roiv l'mikri vada. If a roiv is not considered to be a vada, eich matzino kal vada d'lo yovo havada d'shem azintza imo v'lo havi roiv b'ilo z'achar bal. How do you know that this child is really from the noye, for the noye, you know, is from an extramarital affair? We never really know. How do you ever really know that a person is a mamzer? It's always a suffix. So say, well, the woman admitted it. Maybe she has no right to make this person into a mamzer. This is an Indian that comes up. So he says, well, how could you ever then ever label anybody as a mamzer? There's no such thing as a vadai mamzer. How would you ever have a vadai mamzer? Then come akum lahavi vadai. If roiv is not considered, you say, well, roiv b'ilo sakar ba'al. Yeah, but we never know. You never know. And we never have a roiv. If roiv is not a vadai, how will you ever have a mamzer? No, the answer is because most people are not considered to be maybe, let's ask the question this way. Everyone is a suffik mamzer then. Why is everyone a suffik mamzer? Everyone's a suffik mamzer because, well, why? How do you know you're not a mamzer? Because roiv b'ilo sakar ba'al. I hope it was my mother and my father. And that's usually the case. Yeah, but a roiv, it's only a roiv. So everyone's really a suffik mamzer. Is everyone really a suffik mamzer now? So he says, no. Rive, when it comes to establishing the facts of the case, then of course we follow Rive. Of course we follow Rive. In determining what is the, you know, what happened in a given instance, then you don't necessarily follow Rive. But in determining a person's personal status, there we would follow Rive. So still getting back over here to answer Tosafot's kasha. Tosafot says, sometimes we follow Rive ben Efrashos, sometimes we don't follow Rive ben Efrashos. The answer is, when it comes to establishing facts of the case, the Isser Asma Be'edah Chavilskok, the Isser can be established based on a Rive. When it comes to determining what happened, then we don't follow Rav, not by Nefashis and not by Mamas. We'll have to get on to discuss the trade, I guess.